This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Just a decade ago, people in rural, suburban, and urban areas were all about equally likely to go to prison. But now people in small counties are about 50% more likely to go to prison than people in populous counties. The annual number of new black prison inmates fell by about 25% from 2006 to 2013. The number of Hispanic inmates fell by about 30%, while the number of new white inmates fell by only about 8%, according to the most complete federal data. Research suggests that the recent surge in immigration has made American streets safer because foreign-born men are very unlikely to commit violent crime. According to one study, only 2 or 3% of Mexican, Guatemalan, or Salvadorian-born men without a high school degree end up incarcerated, compared with 11% of their American-born counterparts. The e-cigarette and cigar industries have enlisted high-profile lobbyists, including former U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, and congressional allies in an attempt to stop the Food and Drug Administration from retroactively examining their products for public health risk or banning them from the market. Campaign targets a broad new rule that extends FDA jurisdiction to include cigars, e-cigarettes, and pipe and hookah tobacco. 65% of adults in the U.S. said they had read a printed book in the past year, same percentage that said so in 2012. When you add in e-books and audiobooks, the number that said they'd read a book in printed or electronic format in the past 12 months rose to 73%, compared with 74% in 2012. 28% said they'd opted for an e-book in the past year, while 14% said they'd listened to an audiobook. Thousands took to the streets to demand the ouster of President Maduro in the year's largest display of frustration with Venezuela's economic collapse and leadership. The march was organized by political opponents of the country's ruling leftists. The marchers took over a major highway and several avenues in Caracas, the nation's capital. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.